This is the Northwest Colorado News. I'm Shannon Lukens. The Jackson County coroner has released the name of the 18-year-old woman who died Saturday in Walden. She is Azucena Del Pilar Borrego Conde. The name of the 21-year-old man from Sneeville Springs who was allegedly driving the car that hit her has not yet been released from Colorado State Patrol. New striping was put in on Highway 40 between Hayden and Sneeville Springs Wednesday, caused some delays for those behind the stripe painting truck. Yampa Valley Community Foundation has announced a record year with their community grant cycle. They're awarding $661,068 in grants to 80 nonprofits in Rout and Moffat counties. The Colorado Department of Agriculture has a 2024 Colorado Hay Directory. It's to help livestock owners who are looking for alfalfa and grass, mix, or other hay products. It's organized by region, and it lists the type of hay available, bale size, and more. It's on our website. Be aware of a power outage at 11 o'clock tonight until 2 a.m. Friday. This is for all of West Craig towards Maybell. Yampa Valley Electric apologizes but says they have to make some necessary repairs. The Hayden Town Council candidate forums at 6:30 tonight is at the Hayden Center. Six candidates are running for five spots. Nearly 400 fifth graders in Rout and Moffat counties spent the day at the Rout County Fairgrounds and Dry Creek Park in Hayden Wednesday for the 2024 Yampa Youth Water Festival. There were 23 stations about water, like the Yampa River, snowmaking at House and Hill, agriculture, bottle rockets that shot from water pressure. Each class visited five. Holly Kirkpatrick is with the Upper Yampa Water Conservancy District.
There are certain water standards in the fifth grade curriculum. Today actually helps teachers meet some of those curriculum standards. They get to meet with water professionals, talk to these water professionals, look at what they do, get some hands-on learning, and, you know, maybe decide that they want to work in water one day.
Alan McDermott is a fifth grader at Sunset Elementary in Craig.
It's super fun because, like, we get to see all how science stuff, and we get to do super fun activities about how, like, the world is made.
This is the third year for the Yampa Youth Water Festival. The baseball diamond used by the Moffat County High School baseball and softball teams is getting some improvements, including new dugouts being built by about 15 students in the structure and design class at the high school. But there's more, according to Moffat County High School principal Ryan Frank.
Overseeding the outfield, the home run fence for softball, all brand new clay dirt for an infield. Maintenance crew, our community, our coaches, the district has all pitched in to redo the entire fence, just make this place something that Moffat County can be proud of.
And the Moffat County girls softball team hosted Aspen in a doubleheader at the field Tuesday. The Bulldogs won both of those games. That's the news. I'm Shannon Lukens. Read it for yourself at steamboatradio.com, where the locals go for news.